situation is not good at all. Don't forget that this is a very densely populated place on Earth. There are many, many civilians. More than half of Gaza's 1.7 million population are children. And what we're seeing is rockets flying out of this area, which, as I say, is very heavily populated, largely by civilians, and airstrikes coming in. So the situation is bad. And that is why that we at UNRWA are echoing the call of the Secretary General, Mr. Ban Ki-moon, in appealing to all sides to exercise utmost restraint, to de-escalate so that peace can begin to take hold. All sides must honour their obligations under international humanitarian law to protect civilians. The civilian death toll is rising and it will continue to rise unless the words of the world's top diplomat, Mr. Ban Ki-moon, are heeded by the parties on the ground.
You say the civilian casualties are rising. How many people have been killed? Do you have any figures?
UNRWA is not at the moment monitoring casualty figures beyond what we hear in the media. Don't forget, we're a humanitarian organization. We have 1.2 million beneficiaries in Gaza. We're keeping our food distributions open. We distribute food to 800,000 people in Gaza. We have 21 primary health clinics. We've got sanitation workers. That work has continued, and UNRWA's top priority this morning is to keep that humanitarian work going, because there's no doubt at all that people need it very desperately in Gaza right now.
There are civilian casualties, but Israel insists it is targeting what it considers to be military targets in Gaza.
Again, UNRWA is not a strategic military monitoring organization. We're a humanitarian organization, and our main focus is our humanitarian work to help the sick, the needy, the dying, the children, the desperate. And that continues to be the focus of our work. As I say, we appeal to all sides to abide by their obligations under international law and keep civilians out of harm's way.
The situation must be particularly very difficult for the vulnerable, especially children.
Absolutely. And don't forget, as I said earlier, 54% of the Gaza Strip's 1.7 million population are children, defenseless children. Gaza is unique in the annals of contemporary warfare in having a fence around it. Ultimately, it's very difficult to flee the conflict in Gaza, because eventually you'll meet a fence. So that's again why we say to the parties, de-escalate, let's contain this violence, let's go back to talking, because that's the way this conflict is going to be resolved.
And how are the medical facilities coping with all the rising casualties?
Well, Shifa Hospital, the main hospital in Gaza, so we hear from the director, is increasingly stretched. And don't forget, the situation in Shifa comes after several years of blockade in which the facilities, the equipment, were run down. So already Shifa was experiencing problems before this latest upsurge of violence. As far as UNRWA is concerned, by and large, for our 20 or so primary health centres, we have the necessary medical supplies.
And are schools open as a
violence? No, UNRWA schools are all, we've been forced to close our schools, 245 schools for 245,000 children. But UNRWA has found some very innovative responses to this. Colleagues in Gaza have developed a distance learning TV channel so that Arabic, mathematics and English classes are able to go out, and every single day throughout this conflict, children who can't make it to UNRWA schools, and they have all been closed, have been able to tune in and carry on with their education as best they can in this terrible circumstance.
And speaking about this new UN TV channel, how is it going to operate?
Well, we've been in a period of rapid production. It's already started. So we've got lessons planned. We had got a whole filming schedule set out for the next few months, but of course the conflict means that is a problem. But we're hoping that we've got enough program material and we will carry on broadcasting.